Hello and welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I am Susan.
And tonight you saw Closer at Labatt. I saw it a couple of nights ago, so it's a bit less fresh for me, but you just saw it.
Yeah, what a complete gut punch slash mind meld of a production this was.
And this is based on Patrick Marber's play, which was written in the late 90s, and in many ways it could have been written today. I mean, yes, there are some technical elements that have moved. It's very much set on stationary computers and film and cameras as opposed to more digital photography. And they talk about the wave of the future and the turn of the millennium. But other than that, really, it could have been written today.
Look, it is a play very much about relationships. It's a play about two men and two women who have attractions to each other, have relationships with each other, who are trying to navigate love, honesty, sex, identity, all of those things, which doesn't really change a lot through time. And it's one of these interesting plays where the four characters, none of them are particularly likable, or you don't know who to root for, as they say in the classics.
They are all incredibly likeable but also incredibly unlikable characters.
They're very, very complex people, yeah.
And I find that really interesting. When I was at the opening night the other night, Courtney Stewart, the director, mentioned that in the 90s when it was discussed, it was always discussed about these complicated men and these kind of shrewish women. Like there was we're looking at misogyny, but also kind of playing with a idea of as we understood gender roles in the 90s. And in some ways, our understanding of gender roles haven't changed, but in some ways they totally have. And I found that really interesting on how we perceived these characters. Because when I was there, at some of the lines, the audience whooped when a female character got a particularly biting line back at the man in a way that probably didn't happen in the 90s.
Yeah, that's possible. I didn't see that. I just saw extremely complicated, vulnerable people that were presented warts and all. We weren't trying to sugarcoat any of them. In fact, probably just the opposite. And I think it's a play about being human. It's a play about
getting closer to one another,
hence the name, yeah. And then moving further away and what that does to a person and to relationships. I thought it is beautifully written, the observation and the dialogue and so on, I think is very, very beautiful. The setting was innovative but pared back, but I thought really worked very
That's
well.
That's Mick McHugh's, I believe.
Just a series of sort of pink and white cubes moved to form seats and chaise lounges and whatever they needed to be, park benches.
And it was just a pretty stunning production. I thought the performances across the board, Sophia Emberson-Bain, Kevin Spink, Colin Smith and Anna McGann all gave spectacular performances.
They were all very, very believable performances and emotionally intelligent performances in characters. You know, you might not have met someone quite like any of those people, but I thought there was a truth to all of them.
If I was to give it some nitpicks, they are minor nitpicks, but I'm going to... There were times when I felt they each existed in their own plane and weren't necessarily fully connecting with each other, that each actor was kind of slightly disconnected.
But I thought that was a deliberate stylistic choice, that they were all dancing around each other in real life, that, you know, they wanted to make connections with each other but were always holding something back and being an observer and not a full participant in their own stories.
And I thought some of the power balances, particularly between the two women, I felt was slightly off. I felt they seemed more like contemporaries of each other when the text would suggest that...
One was much older than the other.
One was much older than the other. But that are minor nitpicks. On what I think is an incredible script, well done.
Yeah, I'll be thinking about this one for a long time because it's one that poses as many questions as it answers, and I kind of like that.
Yeah. I think whenever you do a revival and whenever you bring back a work that's been done before, you have to ask yourself, why are you doing it and why are you doing it again and why now? And I think this production answered those questions. And there might be some fans of the original that go in and go, oh, they've totally changed it. I dislike it. It's not what it was. And I think, okay, cool, good. That is a valid reading. But I don't necessarily agree or think that it is entirely right.
Well, I don't think any of us have worked out the answers to relationships and love and heartbreak yet, so it's as relevant as it was that, 30 years ago.
Yeah, rating.
High distinction.
I'm going to give it a distinction, but... Look, it is a strong open for the year for Labatt, and I hope to see them continue that streak going forward.
Yeah, it's a very late opening, but strong.
They do, yeah. This is usually when they do their first show of the year, but...
That's it until Thursday, Friday and Saturday. We have shows lined up.
A big week.
Big week. See ya.
Bye-bye.